Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me. Lay it all away. Gonna be a good day today. Bills and bills and former wives. Past mistakes and former
33 half the hour now. On the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. We'll be joined by Dr. Ronald Hoffman, another friend of the program, friend of yours, with some important medical information, a number of stories. I don't know if you go back to this. You know, we've been going through, if you've just joined us, we've spent the last half hour talking about what lying, no good son of a guns most all big corporations are. And this is not to take them apart. Look, I'm in the advertising business. I can't have this program on the air if I don't bring you advertisements from people who run these big companies. And just because you're running a big company doesn't mean that automatically you're a liar. It just means that you seem to kind of get there. And what I left out, Richie, we were talking about Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Exxon. And we were talking about politicians. And I don't know, we went through a number of Monsanto. But we left out the NFL.
Oh, those guys.
What a bunch of lying buzzards they are.
Well, because we all like them, because they provide us with entertainment.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I haven't left anybody out. One of the largest hospital chains in Washington, shut down by computer malware that prevented medical staff from looking up phone number, looking up anything.
Yeah.
It was MedStar Health.
Mm-hmm.
They have, what, 3 or 4 hospitals?
More than that. More like 8 to 10 hospitals
in
the Washington, D.C. area.
So yeah. How has this played out? Richie's in Washington. How did this
play out? It's basically a ransomware.
This is
kind of funny. The guys are asking for $19,000.
Why?
What a random number. Why wouldn't you ask for $100,000? Why wouldn't you ask for $1 million? It's good. $19,000. So basically, the hospitals have had to shut down the computer servers and go to paper while they're trying to figure it out. They do have some systems operating. But it pretty much shut down the hospital's ability to take in new patients for a day. And they're slowly back up and running. They're not going to pay it, but they figure they have a way around it.
By the way, Jennifer Horn, we think we'll be back next week. A lot of you have reacted to a couple of the ladies that we've had on the air this past couple of days. Victoria Keelan has been here. We had Michelle Gerson on last week. And people like them, and so we'll maybe find another voice here and there. A voice in the wilderness coming onto the radio. Here's, I met, just, I'm getting
what
hit here in the face with all of these companies or all of the stories. I just want to make sure the NFL is included on our list of liars. So here's a newly released group of email from the National Hockey League. Acknowledging in 2011 a link between fighting and the stick on the hockey players love to whack each other over the head with their stick.
Yeah.
Right. Brain trauma, depression, personal tragedies. The league's official stance that there is no connection between the violent contact in the sport and concussions is laughable. So the emails have been unsealed because of a court order and a class action lawsuit against the NHL filed by 24 former players. The athletes contend the NHL failed to properly educate them about the risks associated with repeated head injuries.
Give me a break.
Are you nuts?
Hey, listen,
you don't think
NHL,
you get hit over the head with a stick, it's going to not have some kind of impact on your brain?
It's the only professional sports league that lets their players fight for 2 minutes before they break it up. So come on now. Don't try and feed me that. They should name one of their teams the Concussions. The Washington, D.C. Concussions.
By the way, Ron Hoffman, as I said, is going to join us in a few minutes. I want to talk with him about something that we have trending at DougSteffen.com, the Zika virus, and how long you ought to wait to get pregnant if you've been exposed to it. World of TV saddened by the passing of Patty Duke, who won an Oscar. She was the star of her own story on television, The Patty Duke Show. She won an Oscar for her performance as Helen Keller in The Miracle Worker. She was the star playing two roles in the story of her life. Her son has been talking about her. And I think that we, the fact that Sean Astin has been around talking about his mother, I think is actually quite interesting, the stories that he played. This is the
I forgot
theme.
She was his mother.
Really? Huh. So
I was shocked she was only 69.
69 years old. How many people have died that were 69 or younger?
Glenn Frey just died at 69.
Right, and the British actor that now I can see him. He was in movie.
Alan Rifkin.
Rifkin. Where did it just go?
Rickman,
that's it. And who else died that was 69?
I believe David Bowie was, too.
David Bowie was 69?
Yeah.
Yep. So, anyway, the fact that she had bipolar disorder, she was on all kinds of drugs, kind of like Shirley Temple and Judy Garland, although Shirley Temple didn't really have, she shook it. It wasn't really a big thing with Shirley Temple, but it certainly affected the life of Judy Garland, and the story that Patty Duke tells is pretty much the same. Matter of fact, Richie, if you want to play Cut 3004, it's Patty Duke talking about being diagnosed as bipolar and why she went public with that information.
The doctor said to me, don't be afraid. I think you're manic depressive. My reaction was, thank God it has a name. That meant to me that I'm not the only one. They wouldn't have a name for it if I was the only one. I think miracle worker. I think there were bipolar things going on, only in retrospect, but they worked for the part. I didn't really notice an instant drop-off of employment. I didn't even notice that after my book was published about bipolar. It was important to me. I figured I must have this for a reason. I'm supposed to tell people about it. I felt if I kept it a secret, it would be like a scientist keeping a secret. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I have spent 30 years in the field, traveling the country, talking, having one-on-ones with people as well as groups. The biggest problem still in all these years is stigma.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. She mentions, thank God it's got a name. I was just watching a local news anchor here in Washington, D.C., talk about her son with Asperger syndrome.
Yeah.
And how relieved they were when they realized she was reading on the internet, Asperger syndrome, and she started screaming to her husband, this is it. This is it. Now we know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being saddened or afraid that they realized he's got Asperger's, they were relieved.
Well, at least they know. There's
because
a name.
Now they know what to do and how to manage it.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Ron about that, about bipolarism and stuff. All right, let's a couple of other television stories quickly. The Blacklist is going to have a spinoff, and Famke Janssen is going to be the star. Blacklist is going to introduce her as a character in its May 5th episode. They've just finished shooting it, so details are a little sketchy. Walking Dead is getting a big season finale, 90 minutes.
How many people die in that episode?
Man, I'll tell you something. I don't see. Roberta's the only one excited about that. HBO folks have announced that Ellen DeGeneres is producing a cancer special. This is the...
She's the producer of that little Big Shots thing with Steve Harvey?
Yes, with Steve Harvey. Yes, I do. And so we were talking about Quincy Jones, the comedian, not the singer, the other day, who appeared on her program a week or so ago because his Kickstarter campaign caught her attention. He started a fundraising page because he didn't have enough money to pay for the treatment of his stage 4, how do you pronounce this? Mesolomia? That stuff that's from, where's Ron? Ron, are you right there?
Yes.
All right, so is it mesolonia with the stuff that comes from asbestos? How do you pronounce that?
Mesothelioma. Mesothelioma.
Right.
You got me doing.
Okay, so what causes that? Is asbestos? You see ads all the time on TV.
Yeah.
If you suffer from this, so what is it and why is it so deadly?
It's due to a chronic irritation of usually the lining of the lungs, the pleura. So it's actually not deep within the lungs like more typical lung cancers. But it's very highly associated with industrial exposures. And these little tiny fibers just get in there and they irritate and irritate. It's like a time bomb. It's like 20 or 30 years later, mesothelioma may emerge. But particularly when there's, you add some element like smoking, it's an additive effect.
I'm going to tie that into the discussion of Patty Duke in a moment. Dr. Ron Hoffman with his weekly report up next here on Good Day.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Many of us worry about lead, perchlorates, antibiotics, hormones, and other creepy crawlies in our tap water, and use store-bought water filters, though they're only marginally effective. Newly invented is the Zero Water Filter, a five-stage unit that sucks almost everything out of the water. The Zero Water Filter is even certified to remove lead, zinc, iron, and deadly mercury. Although there's still no standards to certify it for antibiotics or hormones or perchlorate, recently discovered when the White House reduced drinking water standards, this Zero Water Filter was able to remove almost all of these as well. Equally, the filters are recycled with 95% being reused. Now, super safe tap water so we can finally chuck out all those plastic water bottles.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame center had to replace a legend, Bill Russell. His fierce work ethic earned him the 1973 NBA MVP, and he helped lead the Celtics to two titles.
Got it! At the buzzer!
So where is Dave Cowens now? Dave once spent a night as a Boston cabbie, but he didn't pursue it as a career. He stayed in basketball, coaching with several NBA clubs and the WNBA Chicago Sky. And he even found time to do a commercial with his old rival, Bob Lanier.
He won the MVP and the championship. Those were the two biggest feats in basketball.
No, Bob, those were the two biggest feats in basketball.
Dave Cowens, keeping it light off the court. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you want to change the way you're feeling? Well, just change your facial expression. Here's the brain science of it. If you want to change the way you're feeling, then change your facial expression and fake what you want to feel. The brain doesn't know the difference. Officially referred to as the facial feedback hypothesis, there's a relationship between facial expressions and emotional arousal. Actors are told to act happy or sad. Their brain chemistry changes to reflect their acting. What's the cheap psychological trick? You want to feel better? Then smile. Don't feel like smiling? Then hold a pencil or a pen longitudinally between your teeth. This activates the same facial muscles as a real smile. The simple act of holding a pencil between your teeth tricks your brain into smiling, and guess what? Your whole entire mood improves. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, for a dollar, Wobble will wobble anything on your device, usually a body part. Works perfectly, but really, what's the point? Wobble. Struck out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us. He has one of the best newsletters in any field, but certainly in the medical profession. If you want to know what's going on and you want to get a straight shot, a straight focus on information that's available, Ron has it. He knows how to digest it and explain it to you. So check out his newsletter at drhoffman.com. The Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, drhoffman.com. All right, we're talking about Patty Duke dying, another one passing away at the age of 69. I don't know about it, gets close to your heart and my heart when we get
indeed
into those numbers.
Too close for comfort.
Yeah, exactly. So she had bipolar disorder. Is that something that can cause you physical harm? Would that cause, she was addicted to tobacco. She was a big smoker, a drinker, drugs, that kind of stuff. But, she was sort of exposed to it all. as a youngster and never was able to shake it. But the bipolar thing, does that contribute to or is it a result of some of these abuses?
Well, as the ancient Romans used to say, in mens sana, corpora sana, in a healthy body, a healthy mind. And it's kind of a reciprocal relationship. If you've got a severe mental disorder like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, profound depression, it's going to take a toll on your physical being. Number one, because, you know, just the stress of a mental disorder has negative effects on the body, but also because with bipolar disorder, this is the formerly called manic depression, you know, like the Jimi Hendrix song.
Right.
The more PC term now is bipolar disorder, is you have these highs and lows. You have these tendencies to act out impulsively with dangerous behaviors sometimes.
Risk-taking
behavior. Yeah, exactly. And that can be you know, very, very harmful.
All right, Richie, you got 2 points from Richie with a mention of the Jimi Hendrix song, by the way, Ron. I wanted to.
There you go. Of course you do. Thank you.
Thank you. Needed that.
Right. Okay. So the Zika virus back in, one of the stories trending at DougStefan.com, basically a question, how long should you wait to get pregnant if you catch the Zika virus? The story sort of digs into that at DougStefan.com. You want to give us a synopsis of what you think with regard to that,
okay,
Ron?
This is going to be a problem because it's warming up in the Northern Hemisphere. We here in the Northeast don't know it yet because it's actually getting colder.
Right,
we're going
chilly.
Backwards.
Yeah.
But pretty soon it's going to be warm and the mosquitoes are going to be buzzing around. And the question is, you know, whether they will extend their range way up into the Northeast, but they certainly will be they'll be in the southern part of the United States. So now this problem, which was confined to the Caribbean and Latin America, will become a U.S. problem in short order. Now it's mostly a risk that's posed to tourists, and certainly it's going to be an issue around the Olympics, the upcoming Summer Olympics. The question is, you know, how long should you wait after having had a Zika? We don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, can it stay in the body? We know it can stay in the body because they actually had these cases recently of Ebola where they thought people were cured and then transmitted Ebola through sex. So it stays, certain viruses stay in the body. Possibly Zika can stay in the body a long time.
So we talk about women being exposed. But what would happen if you had sex with a man who had a Zika bite? What does that do? Does it get transferred in bodily fluids?
Right. Very unlikely that there will be transmission, but there's a slight chance. So it's kind of like you're playing Russian roulette with a gun that has 200 chambers.
Right. Stay away from it, in other words.
Yeah. It's going to be problematic. Yeah.
A word to the wise is sufficient. Problem is, you don't always know where your partner has been. And,
exactly.
You know, especially if it's a fresh relationship.
They may not even know they've had it.
That's very true. Yep. Dr. Ron Hoffman here with us on Good Day. I always express my appreciation for his good knowledge. And you can find out more about how he thinks by going to drhoffman.com.
Thank you, Doctor.